Okay, Carl Munson for the Barefoot Broadcast on Totnes FM. I'm with Dr. Mayor Schneider. And Mayor's over here in the UK, and particularly in Totnes. Welcome to you. Welcome to Devon, Mayor. Lovely to see you.
It's nice to be here.
And how do you like our weather?
Well, I got used to the weather in San Francisco. I can get used to the weather in Totnes.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, Frank Sinatra said, if you don't like the British weather, just wait a minute.
Exactly.
Right, so you're over here. I mean, you have a fascinating story for sure, and I'm hoping you'll be able to share a little bit of that with us now.
Yeah, I was born with cataracts, and cataracts of the lens is basically when the lens is opaque. And many people have cataracts in an older age, but very few people are born with it, one out of 20,000 infants. And the problem is that if you don't have vision at the age of 8 weeks and cataract obstructs your vision, then your brain writes off the whole idea of seeing.
Oh, really? Right.
I've learned later on it also even affects your body development. So what I did is I was born with cataracts, and I had 5 unsuccessful surgeries that caused such an incredible scar tissue in my lens that no physician until today thinks I can possibly see. 99% of my lens is scar tissue.
Right.
And with eye exercises, I was able to gain a lot of vision. I started with 1% vision when I was a little bit under 17. And today I have 70% vision as a result of doing eye exercises.
Superb.
And my big message to the world is that vision can improve. I think the big message that ophthalmology gives to people is that vision cannot improve. And you get that message from the first minute that you see an optometrist or a medical doctor, because the first thing that they'll do is they will fit you glasses, even if your vision is 95% of normal vision.
Yeah.
And in truth is, they've never asked themselves how vision could possibly improve, and they never want to listen to people outside of their institution. So I'm outside of the medical institution, and I definitely want to say up front, and with a loud voice, vision can improve. And you can do a lot about it. And in fact, the opposite is also the case. If you do nothing to improve your vision, it will regress.
Oh, okay.
Because of modern living, because of the fact that we use computers.
Yes.
Because of the fact that we read a lot, and it's not natural to the eyes. The eyes of humans were eyes of people who used to hunt.
Yes.
And used to look at a distance. And, you know, actually, in this, talking about Devon, this is such a nice area to look at a distance, and yet most people won't do it simply because that doesn't pay the bills and that doesn't help life.
How sad is that?
It is very sad.
You know, I saw a cartoon of a man sat in front of his computer. Monday, one window of the cartoon. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. The next thing we know, he sat in front of a computer at home again with a beautiful view outside his window. This is the view you're talking about.
Exactly.
This is how we would naturally exercise our eyes in earlier forms of humankind.
Exactly. And so I'm not going to change anyone's life. I mean, people do use computers, and there's nothing that you or I can do about it. but the thing is that you should understand that that's hard on your eyes. So what you should do is look twice a day at a distance.
Yeah.
And looking at a distance prevents you from straining your eyes. Mm. When you look at a distance, the lens becomes flat. When you look from near, the lens is round. And by the way, I just want to tell everyone, because it's just came out this month, my book, Vision for Life, with 80 nice photographs with around 200 exercises, and you can find the 10 that fit you. It works with people with nearsightedness and farsightedness. It talks about the principles of natural vision improvement, which start with deep relaxation of the eyes.